For the first time, scientists have witnessed black holes swallowing collapsed stars in what's been described as a collision of two of the most extreme events in the universe. And amazingly, they saw it happen twice. The two events happened around a billion years ago, but were picked up by scientists just 10 days apart. And as Bridget Fitzgerald reports, they may help our understanding of space and time.
This is what scientists hear when two collapsed stars, known as neutron stars, merge together. Did you catch that? Here it is again with the interference stripped away. What you're hearing is not really a sound at all, but it's an audio interpretation of a gravitational wave that can help tell us when an important astronomical event occurs.
We work on detecting these gravitational waves, these ripples in space-time, as they happen. So we can send out alerts within a few seconds to a few minutes after we detect them here on Earth.
Dr. Fiona Panther is a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Western Australia. Using this science, she's part of a global team that's detected for the first time the collision of two of the most important objects in the universe, a black hole and a neutron star.
Usually when you think of astronomy, you think of looking up at the night sky. And what you're seeing there is you're seeing light that's been emitted very, very long way away in the universe. With gravitational waves, we're actually detecting the stretching and the contracting of the space-time itself. Now, to process that in a way that we can understand, we convert it to an audio-type signal, and then we can use audio processing techniques to find it.
We've waited quite a long time to get this particular event. You know, these are the two most mysterious objects in the universe, you know, a black hole and a neutron star.
Distinguished Professor Susan Scott from ANU is an expert in theoretical physics and also the co-author of a study published today into two mergers of black holes with neutron stars. Although they occurred around a billion years ago, the ripples from these events were detected in January 2020, just 10 days apart.
We think that the black hole kind of swallowed the neutron star whole like Pac-Man. So to an observer outside, you'd see a neutron star spinning around a centre of something. You can't see black holes, but eventually it would kind of blip out as it went through the event horizon.
Professor Scott says detecting these binary systems gives important insight into how they form and the matter that makes up the universe.
You know, something about twice the mass of the sun collapsed into an object about the size of, let's say, Canberra, spinning very rapidly and made of incredibly dense material that we just don't understand. And our best way forward to understanding this very dense state is to keep on observing these systems coming together and neutron stars being shredded.
Dr. Fiona Panther says ultimately the research is trying to understand space and time.
To try and have a better understanding of how matter is being stretched and pulled around in this very, very powerful gravitational field around the black hole.
Dr. Fiona Panther from the University of Western Australia, ending Bridget Fitzgerald's report.